Do you have true compassion? True compassion is a mark of a noble human being. Many people think they have true compassion, but what many people are having is passive empathy and selective compassion, not the true compassion. True compassion can arise only through Dhamma understanding and Dhamma practice. Some people misunderstand feeling pity or empathy is compassion. When you see another human being or any other living being is in danger, in suffering and pain, it is very normal for us to feel sad and pity. Someone who is walking in the park might see a homeless man who is very sick and in a miserable condition. And then that person might say, "Ayo, so poor thing, so miserable, so pity," and then just walk away. This is not compassion. In fact, this kind of pity and sad feeling should not be labeled as compassion. This I would like to call passive empathy. It is, in fact, negative, passive, and useless. There are also people who might misunderstand selective compassion to be true compassion. In this case, when you see someone that you love is in suffering, it will make you move forward to take some actions to relieve the suffering of that person. A mother would risk her own life to rescue a child who is in danger. Because of her love towards the child, because of her attachment towards the child. But the same mother may not do such a thing, risking her own life to rescue another person in the same situation. Imagine there is a man at the junction of where he wants to cross the road. He was waiting for a traffic light to change. A miserable-looking old lady approached to him and starts to tell him her suffering. And this man might brush her out and say, "I'm sorry, I'm very busy, I'm rushing." But imagine if a pretty-looking, young, attractive girl were to appear and were to tell her worries, this man might spend some time to listen and even make some appointments to meet in the future. This is called selective compassion. In fact, it is not pure. These are the manifestation of our own defilements and look like compassion, but they are not. Selective compassion has a string attached to it. When you have selective compassion, you will choose to be compassionate only towards some people. And then you will exclude others. Perhaps before we decide to be compassionate, you might look into the skin color of that person, or the race, religion, gender. You might do all these things very rapidly in your mind, very quickly, within a fraction of a second. That might happen in your mind and decide to be compassionate or not. This is what happened to many human beings. So this is called selective compassion. In selective compassion, we will include certain people in the group of compassion, others are excluded. So there can be people who are compassionate only towards human beings, but animals are excluded. Or there can be people who are compassionate only to their religious groups, but the others are excluded. There can be people who are compassionate towards only their ethnic groups, but the others are excluded. In this way, when we have selective compassion, these two things come into picture: attachment and aversion. The people that we select, we attach to them one way or another way. That is why we are compassionate to them. So attachment has come into picture. And when we exclude another group, then aversion comes. Both attachment and aversion arise because of delusion. Inability to see beyond this level is ignorance. Any human being cannot see beyond attachment and aversion is having ignorance from the Buddhist point of view. So what is the true compassion then? True compassion arises only if you have the deep understanding of suffering. Only then you can have true compassion. Four noble truths, they center around the problem of suffering. First noble truth is dukkha, which is translated as suffering. Second is cause of the dukkha. Third, its end. And the fourth, how we lead to its end, the practical method. So four noble truths center around the problem of suffering. If any human being can see the four noble truths in its depth and width, that human being can have true compassion. True compassion is so deep in its depth. It is broad in its width. And it is unfathomable, boundless. True compassion is so deep like the great ocean. But that comes with Dhamma understanding. There are these three marks of true compassion: true love, detachment, and wisdom. All these three comes with understanding of the Four Noble Truths. When you understand every human being is suffering, when you understand not only the human beings, but all the other living beings in sentient existence, they are undergoing suffering in different levels. When you see this in deeper way, then you recognize suffering is universal. Suffering is in fact everywhere. Suffering cannot be labeled for one category. Every human being, regardless of his color, race, religion, or any other boundaries, every human being is suffering. Every other living being is suffering. When you understand this, and then you have the wish, may all these beings be free from suffering. This is the true love. This is included in true compassion. When you understand the cause of the suffering, in fact, are the defilements. And basically, it is the attachment. Why living beings suffer? Because of the attachment. And if there is no attachment, and if they can be free from attachment, then suffering can be ended. When someone understands the second noble truth, the cause of suffering, how our own attachment creates suffering, our attachment to the self's, our self-centered blind desire to sense gratification, and how we pull everything towards us and create much more suffering for the other living beings. And this attachment to our own five aggregates of clinging, and this understanding will make the person to detach. So when you help another human being to relieve suffering, that human being is not doing it with attachment. So selective compassion disappears. So you will do things without a string attached, with detached attitude, not even expecting the word of thank you. So the true compassion has got detachment as well. Thirdly, true compassion has got wisdom. You understand the suffering, you also understand the cause of suffering, and then you know how we can end this suffering by following a methodical path. Basically, this is the understanding of the Four Noble Truths, wisdom. Such a human being, when he moves forward to relieve suffering from other human beings or other living beings, and he has got wisdom. So these three, true love, detachment, and wisdom, together we label as true compassion. It can arise only through realizing the Four Noble Truths. To what extent you realize it, to that level you will have true compassion. Enlightened human beings have true compassion in 100% level. The supremely enlightened one, the Buddha, dedicated his whole life to relieve suffering. In fact, his teaching is how to end the suffering. Entire Buddhist teaching center around this issue, how we can put an end to suffering. Before he sent his 60 enlightened disciples to the different directions to spread the message that suffering can be ended, he said these words: Charata bhikkhave charikam bahujana hitaya bahujana sukhaya lokanukambaya mangs go forth and teach the Dhamma for the well-being of many, for the happiness of many, out of compassion for the world. So this word is very important. Out of compassion for the world. Buddha taught the Dhamma out of great compassion for the world. The enlightened disciples of the Buddha, as well as every single monk or a nun who followed his path throughout last 25 centuries, propagated the Dhamma out of great compassion, nothing else. Compassion is the motivating factor behind Dhamma teachings. We should not teach the Dhamma for the sake of name and fame or glory, not for wealth, power, popularity, but out of great compassion. Now, I would like to ask you the question. Do you have true compassion? If you have true compassion for yourself, first of all, you must practice the Dhamma. Why? Dhamma is the medicine to the problem of suffering. If you realize that your own defilements create a lot of problems for yourself, and if you understand that your own defilements create issues for your loved ones, and if you understand that by diminishing, reducing, eliminating these defilements, I can be more peaceful, more loving, caring human being, then out of compassion for yourself, you must practice the Dhamma. If you practice the Dhamma, then you have true compassion for yourself. Do you have true compassion for the others, rest of the human beings and other living beings? If you have true compassion for the others, then you also will not hesitate to share the message that suffering can be ended. The path is the Dhamma. So you will dedicate yourself to share the Dhamma with whatever capacity that you are having. You will encourage your loved ones, relatives, friends, whoever come across in your life, to come to know the Four Noble Truths and encourage them in diligent practice. You will behave in a such a way that you will become a light for yourself and you will bring the light for the others. True compassion arises from true wisdom. Wisdom and compassion, these two are like the two wings of a bird. We need both to fly properly. So if we were to be happy, joyful, peaceful human beings, we need to have these two. And ultimately, these are the twin qualities that become pinnacle of enlightenment. So Buddhas and the enlightened beings, they are full of compassion and they are full of wisdom. Okay, this much is enough as a talk, so we can have a Q&A.